Guidance, go.
Ecom.
We're go, Fly.
Tell you.
Go.
Control.
Go, Fly.
Inco.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go, Fly.
Launch control. This is the G-Man. We are go for launch. All right, folks, it is I. And it was a big win for Senator John McCain last night as he became the Republican nominee for president following wins in four primaries. Connecticut Republican Chairman Chris Healy says Republicans have spoken in a clear voice.
He can use this time to continue to build out a strong organization in every state, raise money to support that, to talk about the issues that people want to get answers for. And I think this is a great time for him to do that and to energize Republicans everywhere.
All right. Healy says McCain's early securing of the nomination gives him an advantage over the Democratic candidates. He says McCain now has the time to build out that strong organization in every state, raise money, talk about the real issues people want answers to, and to energize Republicans across the country. Will McCain win in November? Might the Democrats collapse? We'll take your calls on this subject at 1-800-GG-LIDDY. That's 1-800-445-4339. But first, I want to get into the subject of tort reform. Now, a lot of people probably here, because there's a lot of talk about tort reform, but they wonder, well, what is it? You know, what is a tort? A tort is a civil wrong. To give you the difference between a tort and a crime, let's say that I get angry and I punch someone in the nose. Okay, that is the crime of assault. It is also the tort of assault, meaning I can be sued civilly. Not only can I be tried criminally for the crime of assault, I can be sued civilly for the wrong, the civil wrong of damaging someone's nose and causing them pain and suffering. That's what a tort is. Well, the tort lawyers have just gone crazy in recent years. And I want to give you an idea of how ridiculous it has been. We now have annual Stella Awards. And for those unfamiliar with these awards, they're named after an 81-year-old Stella Liebeck. She's the woman, you'll remember this, who spilled hot coffee on herself and successfully sued McDonald's in New Mexico, where she purchased the coffee. You remember she took the lid off the coffee and put it between her knees while she was driving. I mean, who would ever think that one would get burned doing that, right? Well, that's right. These awards for the most outlandish lawsuits and verdicts in the U.S. You know, the kinds of cases that make you scratch your head. So keep your head scratcher handy. Now, these are the Stella Awards for the last year. I'm not making this up. This is all real. Kathleen Robertson of Austin, Texas, was awarded $80,000 by a jury of her peers after breaking her ankle, tripping over a toddler who was running inside a furniture store. The store owners were understandably surprised by the verdict, considering that the running toddler was Ms. Robertson's own son. Carl Truman, age 19, of Los Angeles, California, won $74,000 plus medical expenses when his neighbor ran over his hand with a Honda Accord. Truman apparently did not notice that there was someone at the wheel of the car when he was trying to steal his neighbor's hubcaps. So here's a guy stealing the neighbor's hubcaps, gets run over, and is awarded $74,000. Now you go ahead, grab your head scratcher. How about this one? Terrence Dixon of Bristol, Pennsylvania, was leaving a house he had just burglarized by way of the garage. Unfortunately for Dixon, the automatic garage door opener malfunctioned, and he could not get the garage door to open. Worse, he could not re-enter the house that he just burglarized because the door connecting the garage to the house locked when Dixon pulled it shut. Forced to sit for 8 days on a case of Pepsi-Cola and a large bag of dry dog food, he sued the homeowner's insurance company, claiming undue mental anguish. Anguish. Amazingly, the jury said the insurance company must pay Dixon $500,000, $500,000 for his anguish. We should all have this kind of anguish. The guy was a burglar. Oh, my. Let's go to Jerry Williams of Little Rock, Arkansas. He garnered fourth place in the Stella Awards when he was awarded $14,500 plus medical expenses after being bitten on the butt by his next-door neighbor's beagle, even though the beagle was on a chain in its owner's fenced yard. Williams did not get as much as he asked for because the jury believed the beagle might have been provoked at the time of the butt bite because Williams had climbed over the fence into the yard and repeatedly shot the dog with a pellet gun. Oh, my. All right. Joining me now, Darren McKinney. He's with the American Tort Reform Association. Now, Darren, what's your take on these egregious awards these days?
Well, Gordon, you know, there are always bad examples, and, you know, bad cases make bad law, as you, the old prosecutor, knows. But,
yeah.
You know, there are these egregious, ridiculous examples, and there are many of them, and you could do a couple of shows. You could do a week's worth of shows outlining them, I suppose. Of course, the trial bar will say, oh, well, those aren't really emblematic, and those aren't particularly exemplary of what we do and the role we play. And that's, to an extent, all well and good. But there are abuses. As with every system, our court system is abused on a regular basis, and the work that has been done in state houses and in the Congress during the course of the last 10 to 15 years in an effort to rein in some of these abuses are now under attack, too, and I think your listeners should be aware of that. The trial bar, one of the most influential and richest lobbies active in America, and that's their right. Look, everybody gets to petition the government. I'm not saying they shouldn't. But the fact of the matter is they throw an awful lot of money around, not only here in Washington, but in state houses around the country. And there is an orchestrated effort on their part now to roll back any number of the positive tort reforms that have been undertaken during the course of the last many years. And that's really where my group is focused now, trying to fight a rear guard action, if you will, defending against some of these efforts to roll back reforms or otherwise expand liability markets at the state level.
Well, now, Mr. McKinney, give us an example, if you would, please, of what they're trying to roll back.
Sure.
And what you're proposing.
Well, for example, folks yesterday, I believe it was just yesterday, in Colorado's legislature, there was an effort to pass a bill that would reduce the previously existing caps on non-economic damages in medical liability cases. That is to say, damages for pain and suffering. These caps were expanded by the legislature. A bill passed, and the tort bar was behind it. And I mean, I could cite. I mean, I bore you to tears, and many of your listeners to tears by citing chapter and verse, scores of similar examples. But that's the most recent, and it's fresh at the tip of my tongue. So I'll cite it as one of literally scores of examples that have been ongoing for the last year or so since the previous elections boosted some political majorities, favorable majorities, that is to say favorable to the tort bar in various state legislatures. Michigan is another prime example that I can cite. Michigan law for the past dozen years has provided what I think and what the tort reform community thinks is a rather reasonable protection for drug manufacturers, for pharmaceutical firms, namely that unless a plaintiff wants to argue that the drug manufacturer deceived or fraudulently manipulated the Federal Food and Drug Administration's drug safety and drug clearance process, that they could not otherwise bring a case against the drug manufacturer saying, oh, well, I had this bad side effect from your drug, therefore you owe me $413 million. This law has been in place in Michigan, a preemption, if you will, a federal preemption. If a federal agency has stamped this drug as safe and effective, then a state lawsuit could not be brought against the drug maker, as they say, unless, of course, they could prove that the drug maker fraudulently won that approval from the FDA. You've got now an emboldened pro-tort bar majority in Lansing, and they are, for the second year in a row, attempting to retroactively roll back that very sound 12-year-old tort reform. So that may be another example that folks, listeners, can understand pretty well, I think.
Okay, now, what, if anything, have you been able to do about the phenomenon known as forum shopping? You know what I'm referring to?
Yes, of course. In fact, we in our annual publication that's available online at atra.org, we call it the Judicial Hellholes Report, wherein we cite some of the most egregiously unfair jurisdictions in the country in which one can be sued. And forum shopping is frequently enough one of the elements that will weigh as a factor in determining what makes this county a hellhole and that one not a hellhole. But Madison County, Illinois, rather infamous for many, many years and certainly a high-ranking hellhole for several early years in our report that is now in its seventh year. Madison County, Illinois, is a small rural county in southwestern part of the state, where you had, for any number of years, well back into the 90s and into the early 2000s, you had folks from all over the country flocking to this tiny little Illinois county to bring lawsuits that had no connection whatsoever to that county. The plaintiff's bar brought them in that county because they knew they had a particular relationship with a handful of judges who were most amenable not only to the cases that the plaintiff's bar wanted to bring there, outrageous cases, but also amenable certainly to the campaign checks that those same plaintiff's lawyers would write to their reelection campaigns on a regular basis. So this was forum shopping at its very worst. What we did and what our report did year after year after year was shine a spotlight on this malignancy, if you will. And 2 years ago, the voters of Madison County, Illinois, having been educated through the media and through our education efforts, they elected some reformers, including a fabulous chief judge there by the name of Ann Callis. And she has promoted like-minded reformers and demoted some of the problem judges, and they've made dramatic progress during the course of the last 2 years. We removed them from our hellholes list this past cycle in December when we published our most recent report, and they continue to make great gains. In fact, the Illinois Supreme Court just yesterday blessed an arrangement there that was supervised by Judge Callis. She had brought together the plaintiff's bar, the nursing home administrators, and defense counsel, and they worked out an agreement now that forces all these nursing home cases first to arbitration. There's a bailout. I mean, you still have a right to go to court if arbitration doesn't work out satisfactorily to both parties. But she's doing great things there, and they're making progress. I mean, they're practically a role model now at this stage, and just a few short years ago, they were a hellhole. So progress can be made, but public education really is the bottom line, because unless taxpayers and voters know what's going on inside their courthouses, and, you know, not many of us, you know, in a typical year or several years of our lives have much to do with a courthouse unless you're getting sued regularly. If you're a doctor, you might be pretty familiar with what goes on in a courthouse if you're some big corporation or a small business. But if you're just a regular Joe or Josephine, you know, you're not routinely involved in what's going on inside your county courthouse. But public education efforts by groups like mine, by media like yourself and so forth, when voters and taxpayers find out that there's something rotten inside their courthouse, generally it doesn't take them very long to take matters into their own hands and seek improvements and progress from their lawmakers and policymakers. And you know, when you put a politician's reelection on the line, it's amazing how quickly they can become amenable to progress and reform.
Well, folks, you've been listening to Darren McKinney. He is with the American Tort Reform Association, and thank heavens that there is such an association. They're certainly doing good work. All right, I think we need to take a quick break. Thank you very much, Mr. McKinney. We need to take a quick break for the benefit of our fine sponsors, folks. When we come back, I've got some more absolutely outlandish cases. And if you've heard of anything like that, give us a call at 1-800-GG-LIDDY, 1-800-445-4339.
This is the G. Gordon Liddy Show.
Okay, you've been hearing me talk about Diamond Gusset Jeans. They're made here in the good old U.S. of A. There's not a Chinese thread in them. There's not an Indonesian thread in them. American jeans, made by Americans, in America. And boy, are they comfortable. These American-made jeans, by the way, are sold at a price that any American can afford. There's all kinds of jeans out there. These $100 because they got a fancy label on them. Diamond Gusset jeans start at only $39.99. Comfort and satisfaction are guaranteed. Or you can exchange them at no cost and get your hard-earned money back. They're not only comfortable, they are durable. Perfect if you're a construction worker, a farmer, trucker, biker, a serviceman, or just someone who spends the day sitting, crouching, or bending. And you can only find Diamond Gusset Jeans online at GussetJeans.com or 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset, the original Gusset Jean. Are you interested in investing in gold but lack the knowledge, information, and access to research that you need? If so, call the Capital Gold Group at 800-510-9594 for information and research that will show you everything you need to know about how to buy gold. As oil hovers around $100 a barrel and the Fed tries to prop up the stock and bond markets with massive rate cuts, this is a great time to have the security of gold. The dollar continues to fall. Inflation is increasing. Housing is falling sharply. Through all this uncertainty, the price of gold continues to rise. Call Capital Gold Group at 800-510-9594 today for their free gold investment guide. The price of gold has gone up over 35% in the last year and is quickly approaching $1,000 per ounce. You can also learn how to transfer 401ks and IRAs into a gold-backed IRA. That's 800-510-9594. Or safeasgold.com.
Vitamins and minerals of Centrum. We've got a new mission in new Centrum Cardio.
Is it scuba diving?
No, Zinc, but something is going down. Cholesterol.
I'm Cardio, the natural ingredient that makes new Centrum Cardio the only complete multivitamin that can lower cholesterol. Benefits may be seen in as little as 4 weeks.
Lower cholesterol? Low five.
New cholesterol-lowering Centrum Cardio. Working better together.
From A
to Zinc!
Comparison among leading brands. 400 milligrams free phytosterols taken twice daily as part of a diet low in saturated fat and cholesterol may reduce the risk of heart disease.
Hi, I'm Carl Edwards, NASCAR driver and Claritin user. Driving is serious business, whether you're racing 180 miles per hour like me or just driving around your town. The point is, always be careful. It's risky to drive with an allergy medicine that could cause drowsiness. Before you buy any allergy medicine, read the warnings. If it says may cause drowsiness, consider it carefully. Or do what I do and get Claritin Clear with the powerful relief of non-drowsy Claritin. Stay alert. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear with non-drowsy Claritin.
Use as directed.
Have you won a lawsuit? Are you collecting a series of future structured settlement payments? Would you like to turn those payments into cash now? We can help you. Contact SSI today. If you have a lawsuit, an insurance claim, or any other claim or future series of periodic payments, we can help too. Contact SSI now. We can even help if you're a senior and want to cash in your life insurance policy and are reluctant to surrender at the current value. We'll provide you with the most competitive, professional, and prompt service available, bar none. Our courteous and patient staff will help guide you through every step of the process. Why wait for your money when we can help you get it now? Contact SSI now. Visit us online at futurepaymentsnow.com. That's futurepaymentsnow.com. Or call us toll-free at 800-783-1975. 800-783-1975. Call now, 800-783-1975.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TODAY to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code TODAY to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code TODAY. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
The G-Man is back. Live from Radio America, this is the G. Gordon Liddy Show.
Chopper.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. We're back here at the G. Gordon Liddy Show. And we're talking about some of these egregious abuses of the tort law. And in March 1995, a San Diego man unsuccessfully attempted to sue the city and Jack Murphy Stadium for $5.4 million over something that can only be described as a wee problem. Robert Glazer claimed that the stadium's unisex bathroom policy at a Billy Joel and Elton John concert caused him embarrassment and emotional distress thanks to the sight of a woman using a urinal in front of him. He subsequently tried 6 or 7 other bathrooms in the stadium, only to find women in all of them. He asserted that he had to hold it in for 4 hours because he was too embarrassed to share the public bathrooms with women. You know, every bathroom in our house is unisex. I don't know about yours. Or multisex, I guess you'd call it. Men and women use them. Not typically at the same time, however. Oh, boy. Randy Cunningham is the publisher of the Stella Awards, and after the news break, he will join us from Western Colorado. We'll be right back. That phone number, in case you'd want to join us, is 1-800-GG-LIDDY, 1-800-445-4339-R. Stella Awards tracks these things.
Liddy. Live from Washington, you're listening to the Voice of Freedom, the Voice of Liberty, the Voice of the Nation.
This is Radio America.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Dick Shannon. Hillary Rodham Clinton says the nation is coming back, and so is her campaign for president.
Hillary Clinton took her Ohio victory and ran.
Ohio has written a new chapter in the history of this campaign, and we're just getting started.
Though the candidate was on her way home to Washington by the time it happened, she also won the Texas primary, and she won in Rhode Island, giving her 3 victories in the night's 4 primaries. The bigger question is how she can overcome Barack Obama's lead in delegates in the remaining contests. The AP count has Obama ahead, 1,477 to 1,391. Warren Levinson, Columbus, Ohio.
John McCain has what he hopes will be one of the many lunch dates at the White House today. The Republican presidential nominee in waiting is picking up the endorsement of President Bush, who's gone out of his way recently to defend McCain's conservative credentials. This is IRN USA Radio News.
If I eat something spicy, I'll go to bed at 9. Because I know heartburn's going to hit me in the middle of the night. After a while, friends just stop calling.
Heartburn isn't funny. That's why Zantac is serious. Just one pill relieves your toughest heartburn all day or all night. so the suffering stops and life starts. Heartburn? Attack it. Zantac. Use as directed.
Is Progressive.com an auto insurance utopia? Well, what else would you call a place that can save you hundreds when you switch? And even more if you're a good driver. You see, at Progressive, you're rewarded for slowing down at yellow lights, using your directional, and yes, yielding at yield signs. Sounds utopian, Did I mention this music is played by actual angels with harps? Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company's affiliates, Mayfield, Fields, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you in significant credit card debt? Is it difficult just making your minimum payments? Are you tired of the harassing calls? If substantial credit card debt is preventing you from enjoying life, call the Hermosa Group now and settle your accounts for less than you owe. The call is free and there's no obligation. Let the Hermosa Group put you back on track and moving toward a brighter future. With one simple call to Hermosa Group, you can start eliminating your debt in a fraction of the time and for less than you owe. It's simple, secure, and proven. Stop the harassing calls. Legally reduce your debt. Lower your monthly payments. Get back on track and worry less. Life can be better. Find out today how quickly and easily you can eliminate your debt. Get a low monthly payment that fits your budget. Call the Hermosa Group now at 888-756-9574. Call 888-756-9574. That's 888-756-9574 now.
Brian's profile definitely jumped out at me, and I was excited to get to know this person better.
That's Amy, who met her husband Brian on eHarmony.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, the founder of eHarmony. Amy mentioned Brian's profile. You see, on eHarmony, that's where it all starts. Based on your profile, we match you with compatible singles. And then, well, let's hear Amy tell it.
And I was just keeping my fingers crossed, you know, that we would have chemistry and we'd be a great match when we finally met. And on our first date, the first time I saw him, it was just pow.
Compatibility paired with chemistry. Like Amy said, it hits you with a resounding pow. Aren't you curious to see who you're compatible with? You've heard me mention the free personality profile, but did you know that it's also free to review your matches? That's right, absolutely free to review your matches. There's really nothing to lose and so very much to gain. See for yourself at eHarmony.com.
Hi, Mom. What's all this?
I got you a cell phone, the Coupe from Verizon Wireless. Check it out. It's got a big keypad, easy-to-read screen, plus dedicated buttons for emergency contacts. It's everything you need.
Great. What's with the 4 zillion people?
Oh, that's the network. They come with it.
Hi.
Good to meet you.
Hey, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Hola.
Say hello to the Coupe, backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. Exclusively from America's most reliable wireless network, Verizon Wireless. Call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN today.
That's it. These hidden shipping surcharges have got to stop. Fuel surcharge, Saturday surcharge, residential surcharge. See this vein in my neck? It wasn't there yesterday.
Stu, the United States Postal Service doesn't have any hidden surcharges, so...
When you're happy and you know it, I'm as giddy as a schoolgirl.
Office grunts rejoice. Visit USPS.com/compare to see how much you'll save.
Group hug, everybody.
No surprise pricing. It's in today's mail.
Now, live from Radio America in Washington, D.C.,
a wartime Army officer,
a high official in the U.S. Treasury,
an FBI special agent,
an international lawyer,
a special assistant to the president,
a paratrooper,
an American legend.
This is the G. Gordon Liddy Show.
All right, folks, we're back here at the G. Gordon Liddy Show. That's Stella by Starlight. And Franklin chose that because my guest is Randy Cunningham, the publisher of the Stella Awards, named after the woman who first gained notoriety for buying a cup of very hot coffee from McDonald's and then putting it between her legs and driving off, and it's, you know, got into her lap and burned her you-know-what, and... She was successful, I think, in getting some money out of McDonald's. Randy, let's go through some of these other ones, if you would. The Century Insurance Company.
Can you? Hi, Gordon. Randy Cassingham from Colorado here.
Yeah. Well, would you, Randy, tell us about your number three Century Insurance Company case?
These are the winners of the 2007 Stella Awards. These are cases that we wrote up during the year. And Century Insurance was the insurance company that covered a Meals on Wheels program in Wisconsin. And one of their volunteers slipped in an old lady's driveway and fell down, and the insurance company had to pay for her injuries. So now the Century Insurance Company is suing the 81-year-old homeowner for having a slippery driveway.
Oh, jeez. You know,
they want to recover the little bit of money they paid for those injuries. Well, so they're going after this little old lady who needs Meals on Wheels.
Well, they could have just filed for subrogation.
Exactly.
But they
could have just tagged her homeowner's insurance, and they probably would have paid it right off. But no, they've got to go after her personally.
Gee, that's ridiculous. Well, how about number two, the family of Robert Hornbeck?
Well, this is kind of a sad case, really, because Robert Hornbeck was a volunteer in the U.S. Army. He went and did a tour in Iraq, and when he came home, he got drunk. And when he got all blitzed, he decided to sleep it off by crawling into an air conditioning unit in a mechanical room of a hotel. He went by all the, you know, danger, do not enter signs, in his drunken stupor, climbed in the machine. When it went on, he was cut and he bled to death. You know, that's kind of sad, but, you know, he basically did it on his own, and now his family is suing the hotel for $10 million.
Well, is it their position that the hotel should have reasonably foreseen that some drunk would ignore warning signs and climb into its heavy-duty machinery to sleep off a bender?
That's apparently what the legal premise is here, and, you know, it's a real something-for-nothing case as far as I can see.
Yeah, well, what more could the hotel do besides publish all kinds of signs around there saying, hey, danger, don't come in here?
I guess they should have hired an armed guard or something. You know, I just don't get it. I mean, it's sad, and they have a loss in their family, but, you know, it was his own doing.
Well, the winner of your Stellar Award is Roy L. Pearson, Jr., and here in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, we're all familiar with this case.
That case was covered pretty well. And this guy's a real winner. This guy was an administrative law judge in Washington, D.C., who took one of his suits into a mom-and-pop dry cleaner to get alterations, and he says they lost a pair of his pants. Now, you know, fine, you know, put in a claim for $100 or whatever, but no, Judge Pearson sued the mom-and-pop business for $65,462,500. For one pair of pants.
Well, you know, if they'd been made out of spun gold, even at the price of gold today, they couldn't have been worth that. But on what theory did he say that he was entitled to $65 million for a pair of pants?
His theory was kind of interesting. It gets really complex, and we have it in the full case write up. But basically, he was saying, well, they had a sign on the front that said satisfaction guaranteed, and since he wasn't satisfied, he figured no one else was satisfied, so he, you know, made up a number of customers, how many customers over how many years, and there's some law in the district apparently that for consumer protection that if, you know, you say satisfaction guaranteed and it's not, you know, that's worth $200 or something like that. So he multiplied it all out and threw in a few other things like a rental car to drive to a different dry cleaners, and it all came out to over $65 million. Now, why he would deserve the money for any other dissatisfied customers is a good question.
Was this a class action lawsuit that he filed?
I think he was trying to get class status, but I don't think it was ever granted because the judge in the case said this was absolutely vexatious litigation, it's bad faith, and threw it out and awarded damages to the dry cleaners. Well, but that's not the end, because he's now appealing that decision, saying that the judge made a grievous error in that ruling.
Yeah, well, I remember all the reporting on this in Washington papers and everything, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, he was never reappointed to that judge's job that he had.
So yeah,
it cost him his job.
It cost him his job, and you know, he basically proved that he's not fit to be a judge, yet he is still pursuing this appeal.
Well, I guess he's got nothing else to do.
Now that he has no job, apparently. I don't know if anybody else has hired him by now, but I'll tell you, it's kind of scary, the kind of mentality that he thinks he deserves $65 million for one pair of pants.
Boy, oh boy. Now, you do this nationally. I mean, you assemble all these cases nationally. Do you have like a team of people who reads the law journals in every jurisdiction? How do you find all these?
Mostly it's my readers. I publish these on the Internet. You can find them at StellaAwards.com. Mm-hmm. And my readers will send me leads. They'll say, hey, I just saw this in the newspaper. It sounds like a ridiculous case. I do have a couple of lawyers that can get into LexisNexis and research things and find the filings and write up the cases. And basically my point is to say, here's what's going on in the courts that supposedly belong to the people. They're taking this to our tribunal to say, I deserve money. And, you know, in many cases, in fact, I think most lawsuits are justified. They're righteous cases. But we've got people like this that are clogging up our courts, slowing things down for people that are trying to get actual justice when they're trying to get $65 million for a pair of pants. It's ludicrous.
Well, it certainly is. Now, do you ever have, in the people who send you things in, do you check them to make sure that they're legit? I mean, do you ever have pranksters make up some kind of a weird case and send it in to you and hope it gets on your list?
No, basically, if somebody's sending a case to me, I pretty much require that we either have copies of the filings or, at the very least, newspaper write-ups in real newspapers. We're not talking National Enquirer.
Yeah.
Things like the Washington Post, which is where I got most of the stuff about the judge,
mm-hmm.
that we can research ourselves and get some objective information and talk about the case.
Well, I'll tell you, that StellarAwards.com, is that it?
That's the place.
Folks... You want to try it because there's some really weird stuff going on, and that's a good way to find out what's going
for sure.
on. Oh, geez. Oh, Randy, what do you do besides being the publisher of the Stellar Awards?
Yeah, the Stellar Awards doesn't really pay the bills. It's kind of my way of doing some social commentary and letting people know about what's going on in our courts. This actually started because I have an online column called This Is True, which is at thisistrue.com,
mm-hmm.
which is weird but true news. And my readers kept sending me this thing called Stella Awards, which is an urban legend that started that way,
mm-hmm.
that you may have heard of it, you may have gotten it yourself, where it lists a bunch of ridiculous lawsuits, and the winner every year for the last 20 years is supposedly this guy named Mr. Grzynski who bought a Winnebago motorhome. And while he was driving it home, he decided, oh, I'm going to go in the back and make myself a cup of coffee. So he puts the cruise control on and steps into the back, and, of course, the thing crashes. Now, according to the legend, he sues Winnebago and gets $1.75 million plus a new Winnebago and a concession that they will put something in the owner's manual saying you can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is this never happened. Winnebago is completely sick of it. They linked the Stella Award.
Well, they're upset.
They say, quit asking about this. It never happened. There is no such case.
Oh.
And but people just love it because it talks about, the mythology of, you can sue anybody for anything and get millions of dollars. And, part of it is, isn't that wild? Isn't that wonderful? And the other half is, but ain't it awful that people are doing stuff like this?
Yeah, well, and it's liable to encourage people to clog the courts up with nonsense.
Absolutely, and I think that is a real issue. But the problem with it is, if the premise is that we have a real problem with lawsuits in this country, why are we illustrating this problem with fake, made-up cases?
Yeah.
So I said, well, after my This Is True readers kept sending me this thing over and over again, I said, what we really need is a true Stella Award where we have real cases. And I thought, well, if nobody else is going to do it, I will.
Yeah, well, you certainly would know how because of the experience you had with the This Is True thing. You at all familiar with something called the Darwin Awards?
Yes, I'm very familiar with the Darwin Awards. I get submissions of that all the time, too. And Wendy Northcutt, who does that, also gets lots of urban legend things. And that's one of the things she does is be very careful to research them and make sure that they're true.
Yeah, there was one of them, I remember, that turned out not to be true about some fellow who was scrambling around in a junkyard, and he found a booster rocket that was used to assist. It's a JATO unit, jet-assisted takeoff.
It was an Impala, right?
Yeah, that's right. A Chevrolet, and in the last scene, the Chevrolet was at 200 feet altitude, you know, going zippity-doo-dah miles per hour and crashed into a cliff and all that kind of stuff. But it turned out that was not true.
Yeah. And we see a lot of that on the internet. Urban legends thrive online, and that's one of the things I'm trying to fight is, you know, there's plenty of real crazy lawsuits that we can talk about, so why bother with made-up ones? They're amusing, yeah, but in some ways the real ones are amusing. Like, I can tell you about the one in 2006 if we have time.
Should we do it now, Franklin, or after the... Okay, I'll tell you what, I want to give you full time on this, Randy, so if you'll be kind enough to stand by, we need to take a little break for the benefit of our sponsors, and then we'll come back. I'd love to hear that story, and I'm sure that our listeners would. Okay, Randy Cunningham, folks, publisher of the Stella Awards, and also This Is True, which I assume is thisistrue.com, is that correct?
That is.
Thisistrue.com and the Stella Awards.
Liddy.
You know what's going to happen to your money when you die? Well, if you die without a will, that's called at law intestate. And that means the state takes control of your assets and the state distributes them the way the state wants, not the way you want. Right now, my listeners can buy a state-specific will from U.S. Legal Forms for only $15, and the state is out of it. Think about that. $15 for the most important legal document you'll ever have. Listen carefully. Go to uslegalforms.com/Liddy and click on my banner for this special offer. Go there now and get your state-specific will for only $15. Write this down, uslegalforms.com/Liddy. Or if you have questions, call their customer care department at 1-800-919-8753. That's 1-800-919-8753. Or uslegalforms.com/Liddy.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-8921 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-8921. That's 1-800-607-8921. Again, 1-800-607-8921.
March is National Nutrition Month. Did you know that adding a slice of creamy Hass avocado to your sandwich can be a smart strategy for improving your diet? Avocados contribute monounsaturated fat to your diet and are cholesterol-free and sodium-free. A one-ounce serving of this delicious fruit has 50 calories and contributes nearly 20 vitamins, minerals, and beneficial plant compounds, making it a great nutrient choice for your sandwich or salad. Julie Upton is a registered dietitian and communications expert specializing in nutrition, fitness, and health. She advocates a plant-based diet rich in avocados for optimum health.
Most people know that fruits, vegetables, and whole grains are ingredients for a healthy diet. Fresh Hass avocados are a perfect addition. Add them to a sandwich or salad, and you'll be providing essential nutrients and mono- and polyunsaturated fats, which can help lower cholesterol levels when eaten in place of foods with saturated fat.
For more information about the health properties of Hass avocados, along with nutritious and delicious recipe suggestions, visit the Hass Avocado Board's website at avocadocentral.com.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call now for your free copy of Dr. Katz's Bad Breath Bible, and you'll also receive a free trial of his clinical TheraBreath formulas proven to eliminate occasional or chronic bad breath. Call now to guarantee fresh breath. 1-800-997-2591. That's 1-800-997-2591. 1-800-997-2591. Call now.
So you got an adjustable rate mortgage, and now the rate is about to adjust higher. What do you do?
Here's a smart borrower tip, courtesy of the Smart Borrower Center at LendingTree.com.
First, consider how long you plan to stay in your home. If you're planning to stay at least 3 years, refinancing may be worth it. But if you plan to move in less than 2 years, any savings may not cover the cost of refinancing.
For more information and objective advice on lending, visit the Smart Borrower Center at LendingTree.com/smartborrower today or call 1-800-555-TREE for information and licensing.
Reason number 22 to switch to GEICO. We think renters are cool. Now, we don't know if you were born cool or if it's just all the cool stuff you have in your apartment. The point is, if you want to protect your considerable coolness, ask GEICO about renter's insurance. For as little as $12 a month, you can protect all the stuff you hold near and dear, including that combination flat-screen TV espresso machine. Now that is cool.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Gordon Liddy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here at the G. Gordon Liddy Show, and I want to correct an error. We have this master control computer called Ramaster Control, and they got the name of my guest wrong. It's not Randy Cunningham. It's Randy Katzingham from the original German. And at any rate, you were going to tell us about Charles D. McKinley, age 25, of Brooklyn, New York.
I was?
Yeah, who had 4 weeks of vacation coming. So he decided to visit his parents in DeSoto, Texas. And rather than buy a plane ticket for $320, McKinley, who was a shipping clerk, packed himself into a shipping crate and air expressed himself home, charging the fees to his employer. And when the crate was delivered to his parents' front step, McKinley pushed out of the box and shook hands with the shaken and frightened delivery driver. The driver called the police, and after investigation by the FBI, the U.S. attorney, postal inspectors, the Federal Aviation Administration, and the Transportation Security Administration, McKinley was charged as a stowaway, which is a federal misdemeanor. That's according to the Dallas Morning News. Oh, my.
That was one of my stories from This Is True. That's the kind of weird but true stuff I love to read about.
Oh, my. Well, it's just amazing, this stuff. Do you sometimes cross-reference those between thisistrue.com and the Stella Awards?
I actually haven't done any crossover cases yet, because usually what I'm doing in Stella, it's a pretty lengthy case write-up as we explore what's going on. And This Is True tends to be more like 75 words, and you can't really get the details in there, but you sure can have a lot of fun, like the story you just read.
Yeah, well tell us about that case from 2006.
That was a Stella Award winner from 2006, and this is one of my favorites. A guy named Alan Ray Heckard of Portland, Oregon. And Heckard was an employee at a car wash. And even though he's 3 inches shorter, 25 pounds lighter, and 8 years older than the former basketball star Michael Jordan, Heckard says he looks a lot like Jordan. Now, you'd think most people would think that was pretty flattering, that somebody thinks you look like a star athlete. But not Alan Ray Heckard. he says he's confused for Jordan, and thus he deserves $52 million for defamation and permanent injury, plus $364 million in punitive damage for emotional pain and suffering, plus the same amount from Nike because they're the ones that helped promote Michael Jordan into the star that he was.
That's
a grand total of $832 million that he supposedly is owed for his fortune of looking like a basketball star.
What poor Michael Jordan supposed to do about how he looks?
I mean, well, you know, even though the case is laughable, Nike and Michael Jordan had to hire lawyers and defend this, because if you don't answer a case like this...
That's right. You get a default judgment.
You lose.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So they
have to hire lawyers and fight it. And, of course, the lawyers went and talked to this guy and said, hey, pal, you know, if you press on this, we're going to just file for all of the legal expenses back. And, you know, with a case like this, you're going to have to pay it. There's no way you're going to win this. And, you know, that scared the guy enough that he dropped the case. But, you know, how many times does that happen? How many hours of legal time? You know, lawyers are expensive. You know, how many thousands of dollars do we have to pay to fight off even ludicrous cases like this? Michael Jordan can afford it. I couldn't if somebody sued me like that.
Yeah. Geez. Well, you know, folks, I want to give you an idea of what you'll find in thisistrue.com. 9 out of 10 would be adequate. That's the researchers at Alabama's Auburn University say they have determined what men want in the ideal woman. She is sexually inexperienced but likes sex. I don't know how she could like sex if she hasn't had any experience. She has a career but is a full-time homemaker, has a slim build, is athletic but has pretty eyes, dark hair, good complexion, and a firm butt. Large breasts are nice but not all that important. The study's lead author, Erica Gannon, says the specifications are similar to what is found in the Bible. Quote, our participants, whether knowingly or unknowingly, espouse a view of the ideal woman that is very similar to the views held by individuals thousands of years ago. However, she adds, it's hard to be this woman. About as hard as being the ideal man, strong yet gentle, powerful yet sensitive, has a great career yet helps clean the house and raise the children, in control yet cries, and a sex expert who's only been with one woman. Oh, my. Where do you get
that? That last part is my comment on the story, and that's basically what I do, is I retell the story and then make a comment on it. I've got a lot of fun with it. That story was from 1998, and you found that in my archive there. And that's the whole thing of This Is True. It's a free email subscription. You can just go to the website, thisistrue.com, and put your email address in there, and you get it every week.
Well,
and stories like this, and it's a lot of fun, and they're all true.
Yeah, that is, yeah, you ought to do that, folks. I mean, it's really amusing, and it's all true. Think of the great dinner time conversations you can have from thisistrue.com. Thank you very much, Randy. I appreciate it. I won't try to pronounce your name again. It was Katzingham, is that it?
Actually, it's English, and it's Katzingham.
Katzingham. All right. The English are Katzingham. Very good. Thanks so much.
Thank you,
Jordan. This is true.com.